Item number six, from the Office of the Sheriff, requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract with CenturyLink Correctional Communication Services for the provision of inmate phone service at the county correctional facilities. On February 2nd, 2012, this item was referred by the board.
Mr. Chairman, this particular item has been before this committee and also through county board. I guess at this juncture, we'll be happy to answer any questions to clear up any potential confusion or issues that you may have. Otherwise, I'll await those. Thank you, Inspector. Supervisor Bauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had some concern when I read this, and I think I expressed that at the last time this was before us, concerning inmate communications becoming a profit center for the Sheriff's Department. Could you perhaps explain the justification for the practice?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I guess the simple answer to this is that it is a revenue stream. There's no doubt about that. In the budget that the county that the county exec put forth, there's a $1.8 million revenue line specific from telephone revenue. It's something that, as judiciously put as I can, it was approved through the county board process. It's in our budget, and therefore we have pursued a contract again that meets that revenue stream, which quite frankly is expected in our budget. So it's not technically, quote unquote, a fundraising thing for the sheriff's office. It's basically to keep our budget within the means within the means that the county board had approved. I hope that helps.
Mr. Chair?
Supervisor, continue.
That sounds like a fundraising operation. Regardless of the rationale offered, and if this was standalone, I guess I'd feel differently, but in light of attempts to charge Huber inmates for parking, to manipulate electronic surveillance inmates for purposes that justify budget priorities, I'm a little dubious about this as a practice on the part of the Sheriff's Department. It seems to me the people who are incarcerated are probably the people who are least able to afford this kind of communications charge. And while I understand, and I did some research, had some help on the issue, that communications with legal counsel and so on are provided, and that's free of charge, if I'm not mistaken. This, it seems to me, puts a burden on people who can ill afford it and who benefit greatly from their ability to stay in touch with their families, their children. So I understand this, and I'm ambivalent about it, but in last analysis, I just don't think I can reasonably vote for it.
Supervisor Biddle and Supervisor Jersey.
I'd like to know what is the procedure in the in correctional facility south particularly, but also in the jails, when an inmate comes in with a cell phone. What is the procedure?
Mr. Chairman, the supervisor, cell phones are not allowed within the facility. It is literally, this has been an issue of national attention. Cell phones, when have been used and have been proven to be used in case study and so forth or investigative practices to be a problem for escapes, individuals getting cell phones that quite frankly shouldn't have phone contact and so forth. So any cell phone that comes in is put in an inmate's property. Of course, upon release, they receive it back.
And I can respect the concerns that the Sheriff's Office is expressing. But is there, would there be an opportunity for a use of a cell phone while being monitored to avoid the costs that are being charged here?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, to answer the question, anything is possible. I guess I'd like to go back to, if I may, some of the issues that revolve around this total issue. Across the country isn't even what I'm going to point to. I'm just going to point to issues right here in Wisconsin as far as what inmate phone bills or what inmates are charged. And again, if you look at this, the majority of calls outside are collect calls. So, yes, the families are impacted, but it's not the inmates themselves paying for these phone calls. Sheboygan County, $6 per call. Brown County, $5.75 per call. Milwaukee County, $5.55 per call. A little bit lower is Racine County at $5 per call. And then not only are we within, if you will, the mean, calls for debit calls, which the inmates could do either through their inmate account, where family members and so forth can also put money in. Those calls are $3.30 per call, which is literally below the numbers that I read. La Crosse County was the least expensive county we found for collect calls at $4.45, and if they can do the debit card, we're at $3.30. Gary Kaza happens to be here. I don't know if anyone's interested in hearing his testimony from CenturyLink. There is a massive amount of equipment that is put into our facilities in order to get inmates the phone calls that they need. Just very quickly, some of the things that will take place with this contract is we have 196 phones at the South that will be replaced with pedestals, 136 phones and pedestals at Central, new servers and storage devices for the phone calls themselves at both facilities, new technologically advanced software platform will be installed, as well as was mentioned, the public defender calls are still there, and other items that can enhance for the inmate. So it's understood this is not an inexpensive way for inmate phone calls. However, again, and I have to come back respectfully to what's in our budget. It's budgeted that, if you will, this revenue materializes, and if that is not the case, I quite frankly don't know how to answer how that revenue is going to be generated. Thank you.
Thank you. With respect to, are you finished?
No.
With respect to the calls, the charges of $5.50 and $3.30, those rates have been in place now.
2002.
9 years.
Rates have been in place for 9 years, and the sheriff's office is operating under an emergency contract. The contract is in place?
Yes.
Does everyone understand, with respect to the emergency contract, what that does? It goes at least temporarily, they go on from month to month. So the question is, I guess the underlying issue is the commission rate. Is that what since the calls themselves, as it relates to what the inmates have been charged, has not changed for 9 years, and this is the 10th year. I'm trying to understand what is that issue if the rates have not changed.
I'm happy to address it. It seemed to me the motivation, in part at least, for this new contract was upping the percentage of revenue that the Sheriff's Department would receive. That doesn't in any way relieve my concern about the burden this places on generally poor families, in so many cases poor families. I find it troubling, and I think that, you know, if there was a system of the disposable cell phones, mm-hmm. that could be purchased and used under supervision or some alternative. I think there may be other ways of doing this that would relieve those burdens.
Okay, thank you. What's the pleasure of the committee?
I'll move denial.
Supervisor Washington. Supervisor Washington and Supervisor Bill.
Thank you, Supervisor Sturgeon. If I may just make it easier for the vote totals, I'll be glad to move approval of the item.
Okay, I'll withdraw my motion. I just made it to get something on the table.
Right. I understood that. Thank you. Just to give our clerk a little bit of a break.
This is part of the hazy.
No need for hazing. Supervisor Washington moves approval of item number six. Supervisor Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To Supervisor Broderick, if that's a concern, is it appropriate to have staff research national models and other places that might use a disposable phone system and lay the item over until we get some information back, you know, if that's an appropriate way to go? Or
I'd certainly be open to that, but, you know, I don't know if it falls on staff or perhaps the Sheriff's Department, given their intimate understanding of their needs.
I think it might be appropriate if there's some discussion about the fairness to the inmates who might be disenfranchised and not be able to pay $5.50 for a phone call. I mean, I'm pretty mixed about the situation, so I don't feel strongly one way or the other. But if there is some conversation about if this is equitable, then maybe we need to. I mean, if it's under emergency contract anyway, if we can study other models and see what could be more cost efficient, more for the inmates, and still help the sheriff with their revenue stream.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Shula.
Could we ask accounting experts here what impact would be of any delay here? Obviously, it sounds like if this could be executed, it would be a modernization, increase in new technology, installation of new equipment. What's the impact if we're potentially entertaining the option of delaying this and working only under an existing emergency contract? Is there an ability to quantify what the dollar impact would be to the budget?
When you said, when you said accounting experts, are you referring to
the Sheriff's Department? I think they're present.
And the difference in the commission rates at 51.3% versus the 67.9% is roughly $30,000 per month.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Thank you, Supervisor. $30,000 per month. Again, we've been told that the rates set for the inmates have not changed since 2002. Unless we've gotten statistics over, or at least through the past year, that the number of inmates in our facilities have declined. So unless all of a sudden there's a great burst of crime to which inmates have to be in the jail and eventually are adjudicated and go to the south facility, I still think it's, at least in my opinion, I think it's something we have to provide for, given that the budget is what it is. That's just not okay. We'll probably do that before I have the best account. I'm just trying to recount some of what was said earlier. Supervisor Bill indicated that maybe there could be a study of models that could be brought forth.
I mean, if they're under emergency contract, the service is already being provided.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to go through with longer-term contract if you want to study other models that can, I guess, serve both needs. If it seems like there's a filling on the board that in this committee that might be unfair to the inmates. And if obviously they have, you know, they have their own revenue issues, maybe we can actually work together on this thing.
And if they're and keep in mind that
I'm not working together.
Unless we have an emergency meeting, that the composition of this committee is going to be different
right.
next time this committee meets. Mr. Grady?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make the comment that the Sheriff's Office came to the Corporation Counsel's Office to talk about this issue. And I want to tell you that what I told them is that the Sheriff does have an obligation, constitutional obligation, to provide phone service mm-hmm. to inmates. And so he has to do something. And this is what he is supposed to do. And so I understand whether you approve it or not is up to you, but I would suggest that you not deny it because that puts us in a rather awkward situation. I think the sheriff does need to do something. This is a choice, and if you want to study it further, you know, certainly that makes sense. If you want to look at revenue for the 2013 budget, because this revenue is already built into this budget, it makes sense. If you don't want to put your approval on this and let it continue as a 30-day, you know, month-to-month contract, that's fine. But just know that the sheriff has to do something, and this is what he's done.
Thank you, Ms. Green.
Just one question for Mr. Grady. A motion to deny would not change the emergency contract that's under current use. Is that correct?
Well,
I mean,
the sheriff still has an obligation to provide the service, and so I'm not sure what the effect is of a motion to deny.
I mean, you can both win and lose a motion to deny, just like you can win and lose a motion to approve. But my understanding is whatever we do, if we don't reach a conclusion on this, there's an emergency contract that's going forward until we get something figured out.
That was my point.
Supervisor
Marshall. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just that by denying this, all we say is we do not like this contract. That doesn't stop a new contract from being developed that we would like. So the 30-day contract is still in effect, and if we want to refer it to staff for more investigation, and we can take it up at the next cycle. It wouldn't affect anybody's communications with their family or counsel. So it seems to be the pleasure of the board. I'll make a motion to refer the item to staff for further investigation on rates and service structure. The Milwaukee County Board System.
Maybe Christmas session.
I can write it down.
Supervisor Marsh, I move to refer this item to County Board staff on rates and service structure. That's what I heard. That's what we have before us. Any further comments, questions, suggestions?
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the motion to refer.
On the motion to refer back to staff, Supervisors Jurczyk?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Caesars?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
4 ayes, 0 noes.
2 noes.
I'm sorry, 2 noes. The item is approved.
Referred.
Or referred.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman?
That's right.
I'm sorry for interrupting. The information, whenever you're ready, has been obtained regarding the Telesite contract.
Okay, let's return to item number 5.